one of the organizations we used to feature on the show quite a lot, and then the pandemic changed everything, was the Beck Center over in Lakewood, and they've got a storied history. And joining us on our live line right now is Cindy Einhaus, who has put together a book, first history book about the Beck Center for the Arts. Cindy, welcome to Flashpoint. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Very, very cool here. Yeah, there's a long, long history with the Beck Center. Talk to me about your involvement on this. I guess it's a coffee table style book, 196 pages. This had to be a labor of love for you. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, well, we're going to be celebrating the 90th anniversary of this organization during our 2023-2024 season. So in anticipation for that, I started looking through all of our old stacks of treasures, which have now been organized and we now respectfully call the archives. It was just a big stack of stuff before. I was looking for things to kind of put together a history wall, and just looking through everything just made me feel like, okay, there's a great story here that needs to be told. So I put together a small group of folks who are history buffs and people who have had long history with Beck Center, and some people who just plain know how to write and edit. And we just went through piles and piles of things and pulled out things that looked interesting and scanned pictures and scanned old things and put it all together with a narrative. I think it'll be interesting for people that certainly who have a history with the organization, but also people who have a history in the what was called the Little Theater Movement that was happening all across the country starting in the 1920s.
From the time you started putting this together to when you completed it, I have to ask that question because this had to be extensive in all of your research. How long did it take to compile all this? And there's two parts to this. It's 190.
Well,
wait a minute. It's 196 pages. 196 pages. I would imagine when you put all this stuff together, it was a whole lot longer than that. And you had to do a little editing. Talk to me about all of that.
Yes. It was tricky trying to figure out what to put it. But some of it had to do with what we were able to get permission to reproduce. So if we didn't have, if we didn't know how to get to the source to get that permission, we just left it out. We had a whole lot of copies of articles and photos from the Plain Dealer and a lot of publications that we were able to, get permissions. But, and then we just had some photos that were Beck Center owned. But, just trying to be sensitive to making sure that we could identify each person in the picture. If we couldn't, we left it out. So there was a lot of that. But it took 9 months to write. The five ladies who got together with me almost every Friday morning between April of 2021 and December of 2021 were mostly sorting things out, researching. Mm-hmm. There was a considerable research being done on the part of the team, and I was doing the writing, but then they would be reviewing and telling me where, things needed to have better flow, where we needed better transitions and between the chapters and things like that.
So you mentioned the little theater thing, and maybe you could elaborate on that a little bit, but you going through all of this, there had to be a couple of things, and that may be one of them, that said, wow, that's pretty cool. I didn't know about that part. And what would that be? Maybe you can talk about that part.
Well, yeah. So I had heard actually from our artistic director Scott Spence that there was a little theater movement, and that's how the Lakewood Little Theater started, which eventually became Beck Center for the Arts. And so I Googled it, and I actually found a master's thesis that a guy wrote in 1929 about the Little Theater Movement. And that was a really fascinating find. So in 1929, this guy, Charles Chandler Parkhurst, traced the Little Theater Movement from its origin in Europe to its growth in the United States. He was a Boston University Master of Arts student. And he wrote about the Little Theater Movement growing out of a wish for people to have good plays presented for art's sake, free from commercial aspects. And, how popular that Little Theater Movement was. The Manhattan's Washington Square Players was founded as a little theater in 1914, and actually the Cleveland Playhouse began as a little theater in 1915.
Boy, that was a different time in Cleveland, and it was all exploding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool that you were able to capture all of that. So the book is out. I see it's available on Amazon.com, and it's very affordable, $29.95. How are we doing so far? Do you have any idea on how it's selling and what's...
Yeah, we sold almost 100 copies. $10 of that price goes directly to Beck Center for the endowment.
Okay.
So all the proceeds go to Beck Center's endowment. We decided to just go through Amazon KDP because then we could just have it printed on demand rather than trying to maintain an inventory and, handle the sales, which would be a whole other level of, I was trying to keep it really manageable for the staff here.
Right.
So we'll probably have some copies on sale over the holidays when we do our annual sale of art and treasures November, December here at Beck Center.
Well, you are one heck of an institution. Not just you, Beck Center, okay?
Just know me.
Okay. Well, you're all part of it. We should give the website out. It's beckcenter.org. I'm on your website right now, and it's great. It says, "Welcome to the Beck Center. We create art experiences, over 230 performances, 780-plus classes and programs." It's wonderful what you have done over the years, theater, education, outreach, creative arts. It's so spectacular, the history of the Beck Center. And
well, I hope what comes through in the book is the the dedication of the many, many, many people who brought this organization to where it is today and sustained it through some very, very difficult times, through the Depression, through World War II, and, through the pandemic. And so it's very, very clear in the book, I hope at least that it is, how many, many people have contributed to this organization, and it's all because of the passion for the arts.
You got it. Well, thank you for capturing all that. Celebrating Our Past, Creating Our Future, Cindy Einhaus, all put together the book here that is available again on Amazon.com. Cindy, thank you so much for joining us today, and I'm sure we'll be running into each other down the road. It's good to see that, we're still in this pandemic, but things are happening at the Beck Center. We got to walk before we run, but it's good to see.
Absolutely.
That there is a bright future ahead. You got to stay optimistic here. So thank you for joining us
today. Well, yeah. People, if I could real quick just say, people are really, really enjoying our production of The Legend of Georgia McBride in the Studio Theater. Two more weekends of that are coming up. And then we'll be opening Something Rotten. That's the name of the show, not a statement about the quality of the production. So check that out on beckcenter.org.
Check out Something Rotten. I love that. All right, Cindy, take care. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
You got it.